producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is on the air for another hour of, we hope, radio excellence. You be the judge. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is manning the controls as always at the mothership, 550 K-Fire. Bismarck Mandan, voice of the Northern Plains, five states, two Canadian provinces. Voice of the
Well, thanks to iHeartRadio, we don't even know where the limitation is.
Well, good point. iHeartMedia.
The next step is to go into outer space and see how far we can get it.
If you don't have that iHeartRadio app, you are missing out. Because you can take us, you know, fishing, you can take us on vacation, you can take us anywhere, anytime. It's a great way to go.
You know, once upon a time when you wanted to stream K-Fire, it might take a little while to buffer and all that stuff. I mean, you hit play and it's there.
It's so great. You know, I dare say sometimes I'm like, man alive, this sounds like I'm listening to some Bose speakers crank. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, if you plug it into some Bose speakers.
Honestly, it's sometimes better than an AM radio sounds coming out of an AM car radio.
A lot.
Yeah,
I do hear from a lot of people that kind of don't even bother with the AM radio because it sounds better on the iHeart app, and I don't blame them.
We should one day just do an hour on technology and as it pertains to the show and the different ways you can do the podcast and listen to them whenever or listen, you know, stream, because it is great. I now have that Ford Explorer, the 2011 version, so it has some of the new sync stuff on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can link up my Bluetooth on it, and when I do, then I am able to listen to, you know, what's on your mind, like at 7 to 9 or whatever, K-Fire Cafe or whatever I'm listening to. Moving down the road in places where it might be a little scratchy. So it's pretty cool. It works really, really good. So check that out. If you don't know, I know a lot of people, myself included, the first Ford I bought had sync in it. I had no clue how to use it. Traded the car off before I learned how to figure it out. I just didn't know. And you know, it happens. So anyway, we'll do a technology show one day. One of these days, by golly, we'll do the show.
So as we all figure it out, then we can tell you.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll figure it out first, then we'll do it. So Todd's there at 550 K-Fire. We're, of course, coming to you via AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead as well, in the Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, KTGO Tioga, and 1460 KLTC, but really anytime. And we don't say the numbers enough or slow enough, so we at least try to say them at the beginning, tell you the different ways to connect with the show and tell us what's on your mind. So today we are, again, at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's 34th annual meeting in Fargo, and it's still going. Goes through, just before lunch today, as a matter of fact, and it will be done. Last night, Kathy Nesson was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I just want to say a word about Kathy Nesson. And she may join us at some point today for the program. But the folks who are here, it was a fantastic recognition of the incredible talent.
You can't say one word?
It's hard. Yeah, it really is.
I thought it might be more than one word.
Yeah, exactly. She is it's much deserved recognition after many, many years of service. She is president of Nesson Consulting Service, but she does so much more than that. And Nesson Consulting Service does geologic and geosteering services to the oil industry, but they've been doing that since 1980 here. She's a Brown University grad from New Jersey, just lost her mother, by the way, at 92. This marvelous family. I think she has eight brothers, as I recall. And so it's Kathy and eight brothers. Can you imagine that? And I met one of her brothers who was in for the recognition, and her sons, RC and Randy, great, great folks, good people. They're a wonderful family, and she lost her husband a number of years ago, but her husband, Roy, was the reason that she came to North Dakota, because he was a North Dakotan. And so they farmed through the lean years, and she still farms. So it's an amazing story, and if you don't know Kathy and you don't know her story, just look it up. Find out what you can about it, because this woman is a force. She really is. I've been critical of higher ed in North Dakota on a number of fronts, and I've said a few times, you know, whatever needs to be fixed in higher ed in North Dakota, before Kathy Nesson is done as president of the Board of Higher Ed, or her term is done on that board, a good chunk of it at least will be addressed. And she is does that and so many other great things. We also have her on our board of directors at Flag Family Media, and we're honored to have her be part of that team as well. So anyway, wanted to say that. Also, the Pope is coming. That's big news. Congressman Cramer will be with the Pope, so we're going to ask him about that next hour. I think a lot of the stuff about the Pope has been manipulated through the media and not necessarily factual, but I do have a criticism of the Pope, and it's a little bit of the apparatus around him and also his approach to the papacy that I want to talk a little bit about. Congressman Cramer will be here next hour, and we'll talk about what the Pope's going to say and what it will mean on, you know, policy and all that. But I want you to think more of Pope Francis coming as a pastor than as a politician, because that's really what he is. And he's very, very good at that. And he addressed a lot of this controversy of his trip coming here, and we're going to talk about that, too. So we'll get to that. We're going to meet the folks behind the Voices of Watford campaign that you've heard us talk about. I think telling our story in a better way is really important. And when I say our, I mean as a state, as a, well, whatever. If you own a, you know, a florist shop, you know, telling your story. Why should I buy my flowers from you versus Todd's flowers, right? What sets you apart? You tell your story. So,
yeah, my flowers would be dead for one thing. So.
Yeah, don't do them. Start with that. I don't do a darn thing.
Yeah, it's no green thumbs here at all.
Exactly right. So, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. From our guest is a professional storyteller. So, and she's done some work for our friends in Watford City. The Voices of Watford campaign, which you can find at voicesofwatford.com. Tell you about that today on the program. But Todd, honestly, I think the most important job we have to do on the radio today is to honor the life of the one and only Yogi Berra.
Amen, brother.
I am thinking this is one cool dude. For one, I have a million.
It ain't over till it's over, and now it's over. I mean, that's the bottom line.
I don't have a million, and you tell me often not to exaggerate, but
he'd laugh at that if he could right now. He really would.
His sayings, they call them yogiisms, is that what they call them, are so fantastic. They really are legendary. So what's your favorite Yogi Berra saying? That's my question for you today. That's the that's the riddle we're going to try and solve here today on the program. I'm going to go first. Should I, or should we wait for folks to tell us maybe we should let them do it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want to take any. I know he has a lot of them. I'll do this one. He was in a couple of classic commercials, one a while back. Phil Parker actually played it for me this morning, and I suggested Miller Lite bring it back for the Super Bowl. It was the Miller Lite commercial. That was really, really good. I think, I don't know, 80s maybe. But I'd forgotten about this one, and our man Manny, the producer, this gives you a little sense of Yogi Berra the man, this deal, was in an Aflac commercial, Todd. Did you know that? Did you remember the Aflac commercial that Yogi Berra
did? I didn't remember it.
Me either.
That's very cool.
And Manny, you played it for us, and you were laughing hysterically the entire time, right?
It's one of my favorites, yeah.
So let's roll the Yogi Berra Aflac commercial.
Not too close. What do you think? I got that insurance?
What insurance is that, Yogi?
Aflac. The one you really need to have. If you don't have it, that's why you need it.
Need what?
Aflac. Well, if you get hurt and miss work, it won't hurt to miss work.
Uh-huh.
And they give you cash, which is just as good as money.
Aflac. Ask about it at work.
Oh, now, that was a television commercial, so you got Yogi's lines, but you didn't get the looks. Manny, can you give us a little visual there, what was going on during that whole thing? The duck was getting beat up, right? Needed the insurance.
Yeah, and basically, they were in a barber shop, basically, and Yogi was sitting next to this other guy that's who he was talking to, another guy who was, you know, getting his hair worked on or whatever. And every time he dropped one of those lines, they put the camera on the Aflac duck, and he just has this flabbergasted look on his face, like, what is he talking about? And even the guy that was sitting next to Yogi was looking, like, perplexed and confused as to, what does that mean? You get hurt and miss work, it won't hurt to miss work? What does that mean? So it's one of my favorites, for sure.
Absolutely. I love it. So what's your favorite Yogi Berra line? What do you think of, you know, there's... A few profound ones, to tell you the truth, you know, that really cause you to think. But my all-time favorite because of the look it provokes on people's faces. I'm going to save until you get a chance to say it. So let's crank up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Cloverdale, by the way, today in Jamestown. That's why, if I were you, I would be at the Park Plaza Shopping Center and find myself a Cashwise in Jamestown. Stock up on all that great Cloverdale savings. And are you ready for this? Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to go with some brats today. Five different varieties of those famous Cloverdale brats. They'll be serving up in tangy summer sausage as well. So I tell you what, good stuff. So they're going to be, by the way, at Family Fair in Moorhead tomorrow and Family Fair in West Fargo on Friday. Tell you more about that as we go. I'm in the hot tub tomorrow. Okay, Scott in Grafton has a yogiism. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's your favorite, Scott?
I like a very practical one. He said nobody ever eats there anymore. There's too many people.
Nobody ever eats there anymore. There's too many people. That is a dandy. And I heard that line. I didn't know it belonged to him, but that is a dandy, Scott. Thank you very much. We are live at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. More of your calls after this time out. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Ports to Plains Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is What's on Your Mind, live for the North Dakota Petroleum Council at their annual meeting at Fargo today at the Ramada Plaza Suites, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. You have one yet? What are you waiting for? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Better night's sleep. Get a better night's sleep. Your health will be better. You'll be loving life. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. If I have to take one thing that can explain how good this pillow is, it's U.S. made. Literally, this product was the result of the founder, the main man behind this company, Michael Lindell, our friend. He's going to join us next week on the program. Going to state fairs, county fairs, and he was here in North Dakota many times, Minnesota fair, and finding it was a product people wanted. And so in the end, designed the product, but here's the thing, the one thing, 10-year warranty. And when something has a 10-year warranty, you know, that means it's going to last 10 years, and if it doesn't, you send it back. I mean, pennies a day. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. What's your favorite Yogi Berra saying? Anything that sort of keeps you going or has you chuckling? By the way, great veteran. I didn't know that. Like, I heard some things today about his service and heroic, you know, decorated veteran. Didn't know that at Yogi Berra. Why didn't I know that? It was a little shame, actually, because there's a lot of cool things to like about Yogi Berra, but that one's right up there. Bill and Tioga, you got a Yogiism for us?
I do, Scott, and it's apropos of my life. When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
There's mine. Now, but I'm curious, when you say it's apropos to your life, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I've come to a lot of forks in my life, and you just don't know which path to take, what's the good one, what's the better one, what's the worst one, and you just sit there and you look at it and you go, oh, the heck with it, and just take one and go forward and deal with it.
So after all the ruminating and, you know, tossing and turning and everything else, the solution in the end is, oh, heck with it?
Well, you just take it, and you take it as it comes.
There you go. That's good advice. I'm reading a book right now called The Carpenter, and it's a really neat book. I thought, man alive, I've got to get this author on. And I'll boil it down to you, but it's similar to what you're saying, Bill. It says, look, there's two ways to go through life. One is love, and one is fear, right? So no matter what happens, you just, you know, you take the love approach, if you will. It sounds a little touchy-feely, but you know what I mean? Just, you know, okay, hey, my sister's driving me crazy, but I still love her, right? And so I'm going to figure this out, right? Or, I'm tossing and turning. What am I going to do? If I do this, that'll happen. And if I do that, that'll happen. Then that's the fear way, you know? So and it was actually a story about a guy who collapsed. You know, he's out running one day, perfectly healthy, but building a new business and just stressed to the max. And so the carpenter comes in and gives him some great advice. And there's a number of different connotations in there that you pick up pretty quick, that it's, you know, basically a faith-based book without being one, right?
Exactly.
A guy running, but, you know, there's a lot of elements there. You just got to trust. Yeah, so that's a great story, Bill. And guess what? You nailed mine. So mine's gone. When you get to a fork in the road, take it.
Yep. Well, hey, great minds think alike.
There you go. Take care, Bill. Nice to hear from one of our favorite. In fact, speaking of Tioga, Kathy Ness was just walking in 1 second ago and gave me the I haven't forgotten you. So she's going to stop by here and chat with us for a couple of minutes today. But one of the great business leaders and champions for that great city of Tioga. Okay, Kurt and Minot has got a Yogiism for us. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple of my favorites. The one was somebody asked Yogi one time, what time is it? And he said, you mean now? And the second one was this gentleman referred to it earlier. Yogi says, nobody ever goes to that restaurant because it's full all the time.
Yeah, everybody goes there. Yeah, it's too busy. Yeah. That's a classic.
Okay.
Yeah, what have you been thinking about, Kurt, since you heard the news that Yogi was gone?
Well, he was quite a guy. You know, I remember as a kid watching the Yankees back in the days they had that power team with Yogi and Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and Bobby Richardson, and probably never has or never ever will be a baseball team like that again.
Yeah, think about that. Think about that. Man alive. Yeah. Incredible. Great thoughts, Kurt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotlines, 800-228-0550. I don't know. There's a lot of news to cover and a lot of things going on. The governor's race is heating up. We had an interesting interview that you're hearing on the news with Wayne Stengel yesterday about a couple of things. One, about this Industrial Commission meeting tomorrow. About his, one thing I have to say about Wayne Stengel, he has been an absolute rock star on this endeavor, taking on the waters of the U.S. and the EPA and winning in a federal courtroom and everything else. And he got some appropriate, thanks for that here yesterday. So there was that issue. But then, of course, I had to ask him about the run for governor. It was a fascinating conversation, and you're hearing parts of it with Todd. I thought the, in the news from Todd, but the most telling thing to me was that it seems to me that his wife, Beth, he told a story about all the causes that she loves, FFA and organ donation. You know, I mean, and some things that to her own life she's able to tell stories about. And she had, you know, he talked about, you know, the First Lady, obviously, of a governor, champions causes, and she was telling him, here's some things I could champion. I said, well, it doesn't sound like you're having to talk your wife into this. And he said, no, it was kind of her idea. But, you know, clearly they're going through a process of thinking long and hard, and I would say very, very seriously about this. And I think that's a little different than it was before, even after we were chatting on the air. And I told him, Todd, that I played him and you played me yesterday on the radio. He was too busy being Attorney General. He didn't hear that, but I did tell him about our radio history.
I don't think you really sounded like him, but you certainly gave the responses he may have given.
Yeah, you're trying. Back to the
Cloverdale. I know it's not easy, right?
Yeah. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, just talking about Yogi, one of my favorite ones ties in with Cloverdale and eating.
Well, there you go. Now you're talking.
He was ordering a pizza one time, and they asked him if he wanted that cut into 4 or 6 pieces. And he said, man, you better make it 4. I don't think I can eat 6.
Love that.
Oh, well, you know, my buddy T.J. Russell, one day I forget what we were debating, but T.J. and the Russell family, of course, the folks behind Cloverdale, we were debating something on the air, and I forget what it was. And it was some of his school fund or something, and he sent a note and said, bacon, that's the answer. That's the answer to everything. So, you know, I've kind of used that sense now. So that'd be kind of a yogiism, wouldn't it? What's the answer to the bacon? It's the answer to everything. I bought some last night. Yeah, matter of fact. And I won't tell you where I bought it because they're not an advertiser. But it starts with a W and ends with a T. And they're finally getting a clue and getting, Cloverdale bacon in there once in a while. But you usually have to go to the Cashwise, the Family Fairs, or the Hornbachers, or you got to go to the Dan's. And I'm going to get in trouble now because I'm naming places, Marketplace, Heinrich's,
the first time you got in trouble.
Super Value, and you got to go to the locals. They really are. I'm not anti Walmart, but I am anti when they don't have North Dakota products there. You know what I'm saying, Mark? That's a good one. It's right up there. Thanks for sharing. Anything else on your mind today before we let you go?
I was just thinking, as you were saying, that bacon may be the answer to every question. I'm not sure that'll answer the problem in the Middle East.
Ah, yeah, let's not go there. I'm not very politically correct. Guilty as charged. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on 6 continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets 3 times the view of our next 3 competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The music. Yes, love the music. I have a little music for next hour when Congressman Kevin Cramer comes on from The Voice last night. Did you watch it, Todd?
Missed the beginning, which I understand was the part that I was supposed to have caught in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I'll just leave it at that. There was some North Dakota talent on The Voice last night. And so we're going to spend a little time talking about that very thing right here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it, ladies and gentlemen. What do they have? They have auto parts. And you know what? Most times it just ends right there, right? Yeah, that's right. They have auto parts and they're done. No, Heedalls has more than that. They have great people. And Dick Heedall loves to celebrate the team that he has. And it's a family there. It is really incredible. Yankton, South Dakota. You walk into the Heedalls down there, you are going to meet Tracy Oxted. And started out as a bookkeeper, 12 years. Went down through a little transition. A couple people quit. They're on the counter. And I kind of watched, observed. She told me one time, they were nice enough to teach me. And, you know, all of a sudden, this new company buys the store. And Heedalls comes in. They don't have bookkeepers. And so I thought I'd be out of a job. Guess what? I'm running the place. She's jack of all trades, doing everything down there for the good folks. That she didn't tell me she was running the place, Dick. I'm kidding now. No, but she's just one of the great team members at Heedalls. And I ask every employee of Heedalls, okay, what was your first car? For hers, an 88 Plymouth Horizon. It was a short conversation because there's not much to talk about when you talk about the. Remember those things? They were awful, boxy little things. But Heedalls has it, and you'll find them. The parts and the people, and they're good. All throughout North Dakota, western Montana, northern South Dakota, western Minnesota. We are live today at the 2015 North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Ron applies to suites. Our thanks to Ron Ness, Tessa Sandstrom, Alexis Brinkman, Carrie Cutting, the entire team. They've been great hosts. Been a fantastic conference. I mean, everybody you talked to said this is really incredible. A lot of optimism here. Despite all that, we don't exactly tell our story very well. And so I want to spend a few minutes here talking about storytelling. My friend Danita Bias here. Hello, Danita. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm so glad to be here. It's been a great conference.
And Danita grew up on the Triple T Ranch at Stanley, North Dakota.
Right between Stanley and Newtown.
And went on to do some marvelous things for some really big companies. And now is back in North Dakota like so many people. Mm-hmm. But you introduced me to a wonderful woman by the name of Heidi Habit.
I did. And, you know, one of the pieces that I love when I talk to Heidi is that she has a perspective from outside the industry. I mean, we're here. We're in the midst of it. And so to have someone from the outside that's looking in and going, you guys need to do a better job of telling your story, that's important for us to hear.
We don't do it well. And I actually was staying at the Triple T Ranch, which you can do, by the way, during hunting season. If you call Fred and Joyce Evans and talk really nice. And it was late one night, and I'm sitting on a bench out there. It's just absolutely beautiful, okay? And there's a couple of flares over there. I think the flares are beautiful. Don't tell anybody. But I'm looking at all this. You know, here we are in the epicenter of one of the most amazing energy plays in the history of this world. What's going on? I mean, this is an industrial revolution happening right here in North Dakota, right? I'm a dead center darn near of this thing. And I'm looking at all this beauty, and I'm saying, okay, everywhere I go, it's, you know, a story that's very different from that. And I literally, because I'd had the introduction previously from Danita, got on the telephone and called Heidi Haben of Crash and Sue's and said, can you come up here and just meet with some folks and start helping us tell the story? And you did. So let's start with thank you. Thank you for coming up to North Dakota, Heidi.
Thank you for inviting us. We have fallen in love with North Dakota.
What were your impressions of North Dakota before you came?
Before I came, we'd heard all the stories that it was filled with drugs, there was sex trafficking, that there was man camps, and we were literally praying for the people in North Dakota and knowing that we felt that they needed help. We came out there and we found that there are people of heart, people with open arms, people that actually have something more than oil to export to the rest of the United States. They have values and deep convictions and hardworking. They have people. I look around and you have people from 50 states, 67 different countries. They're working together. There is no racial problems. They know how to work hard. You have smart people here. It's amazing.
And the first stop was, I think, Fargo for just a pit stop to get some gas and then head all the way out, 94 West, get to Belfield, head north, about an hour and some change, and end up in Watford City, North Dakota. So now you get a chance to get on the ground and see and compare everything that the people in coffee shops in downtown Minneapolis say with the reality. What'd you see?
I saw what I just told you. It was...
How about Watford City specifically, though? I mean, you talked about the heart of people, and you're absolutely right, and that ingenuity, and how people are getting along and everything else. I mean, just because people here, honestly, open up a newspaper, even here in eastern North Dakota.
That's right.
Right. This isn't just a Minneapolis problem. I said, oh, I'll never forget being at a restaurant in line one time, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and some other people overheard us talking, and he asked about me just getting back from Watford City. And they said, oh, I would never go there. I mean, the crime, the traffic accidents. And so that's what I'm saying. What did you see as far as how the community was working and operating with all this commerce going on?
I loved what I saw out in Watford. I saw the bypass had gone in. The traffic was getting better. They had a plan for their city. They had it laid out. They wanted people to move there. They knew that they had a gem in the middle of the oil fields, but it's also close to Theodore Roosevelt Park. They have beauty out there that is unbelievable. In fact, I was just showing somebody that's originally from Fargo the videos that we did on the park and said, look at how beautiful this is. It is not changed. It is gorgeous. And his response back to me was, well, in 100 years it's going to fall apart. And it's like, no, it's not. And that's what part of this conference is about that I've been attending the last 2 days, is you have a lot of smart people, amazing people that are educating on the oil and on fracking and what is happening and how North Dakota is leading the country in oil production. But to get those facts out to the rest of the people, that's what I think is missing right now, is that we need to tell that story, and we need to tell it in a way that's engaging, that opens up the conversation to the rest of America.
So you started on that effort in Watford City by just meeting people. And, you know, you came out and just started literally meeting with people, doing some interviews, not even with cameras rolling, just, okay, let me hear your story. How do you decide when you talk to a bus driver? Or the transportation director, Jim Swahovic, at Watford City School. Okay, this is one that people need to hear. What you know, there's a million stories. How do you pick a few and decide what to tell?
The fact is, storytelling, there is a million great stories. But the fact is that you find the one that moves the most people. The one that has that heart-wrenching part that a lot of times there's a sad part to it, but there's a beautiful outcome to it. And in Jim's case, he had lost his daughter, but the outcome was he is taking care of every other kid in McKenzie County. That's pretty much as far as the Watford School District goes. And he's making sure that every one of those kids gets home safe every single day. And so he had a human story, and that's how we get out a lot of the stories in North Dakota. People don't resonate with oil. They resonate with the stories of the people that are out here. It's how it has changed people's lives. It's how it's improving the rest of the lives in other parts of the world.
Danita, you were along for that first trip, and it was really fun, wasn't it? Because you and I know these stories, right? We get excited about it, but it's almost to the point where you hear one and then you
see, we're in it. We're just right in the middle
of it. You go right to the next one, and it was fun to see their excitement, and they've done a great job telling them and showing them, by the way. If you go to voicesofwatford.com, just real quick on this, if we give me like a 1 minute on, okay, these are a lot of great stories, but here's what you need to do, Watford City. You really help them build this platform, voicesofwatford.com, to be able to not just have the story on a video that somebody has on a DVD, but actually get it out.
Right. You need to manage your own brand and your reputation, and every city has their own brand. And North Dakota on a whole has its own brand, and the website is great. It's the first step in getting it out. There's stories. Now we need to drive the people to those stories that have been captured that are there. And social media is one of those platforms. Being able to take, I was talking to a guy yesterday. I said, you need to get that out. You're doing research that's amazing. And he said, oh, it's too much for people to understand. And it's like, that's where we come in. We can make that easily digestible in interesting pieces. And it has to be done in 6 seconds, 15 seconds, 20-second sound bites on social media nowadays. You need to know those platforms.
Can I repeat a conversation I had with my daughter last night, Danita?
Mm.
I left a little early from the conference to go attend a volleyball game. And after the volleyball game, I found out she needed to bring candy to school today, okay? So we have to make a little trip to the evil Walmart. Why did I call them evil? I don't know.
That's bad.
I know. It was a joke
it
earlier.
Was a
anyway,
family
yeah.
Thing.
Anyway, so I run over to Walmart, and it's just one of those quick stops you go make. I like the local stores. I'm not saying the other ones are evil. Anyway, I'm a capitalist. So we're on the way over there, and she starts talking about Vine. And I said, "Tell me more about that Vine deal, because I've heard Heidi talk about Vine. I want to know what Vine is. What is it?" She said the kids in their school, her religion teacher, there's some big Vine video out there where kids are singing something now, and they sing some little tune, and they now have got the teacher humming this tune because it's in her head from the Vine, okay? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So, like, how long is this video? She said, 6 seconds. I said, what? It's six seconds. So tell me about Vine in 30 seconds.
Vine is 6 seconds, and the idea of Vine, you have students and kids, well, even young adults that are 28 and younger using Vine and Instagram, and they will spend 2 or 3 hours on it. That's where they get their information. There are worldviews going on, and that's how we reach our kids. So what can you do in 6 seconds? That's where video comes in. You can do a lot in 6 seconds, but you have to figure out how to do it, and you have to build on those stories.
No, how you can do it is hire a pro. That's why you hire Heidi and Karen. This world-class team of this agency that does it from the idea all the way to, you know, showing up on Vine and being on Facebook and being on Twitter.
And that's the reason Heidi is so important to what's happening here, because we're in our own world and we need someone from the outside who can give us insight and perspective on how to communicate to the rest of the world.
Whether you want to sell brats in the Bakken or sell, you know, homes in Fargo or whatever, you need to tell your story, right? Why would I buy your brat versus his brat? Right?
Definitely.
I mean, so everybody has a story to tell, but where I think this is most important, and that's Watford City's a leader, as usual. They do just amazing things there. I mean, and really, Gene Veeder and Jesse Veeder. Jesse really has been the champion of the website, and Gene and Brent Sanford have all been champions of getting this story out, and I'm so glad they have, you as usual, just plowed ahead. We're going to do this first, but I know others are going to do it as well, and need to. Communities, businesses, schools, you know, you name it. Stanley, North Dakota, the Triple T Ranch. Right? That's what you're doing. You tell
Dakota Leadership.
Dakota Leadership. Tell everybody about the blog. No, you don't have time to tell them the blog. What's the website?
DakotaLeadership.com.
Good one.
There we go.
Two-word URL. Pretty impressive, isn't it, Heidi? And how about Crash and Sue's?
Crash-Sue's, or you can type in CrashandSue's.com.
Crash and Sue's. And sometime we're going to have Heidi come back very soon and talk about how the name Crash and Sue's came to be and how much she loves little pigs.
Oh.
She goes to the state fair every year. My wife always says, I want to see those pigs. Tell me about Heidi and the pigs. Anyway, that's another day. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Great stuff. Thanks, Danita. Appreciate it very much. We'll continue. I'm going to tell you about the Ports to Plains Conference that's coming to Williston next on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energymd.com/events.
Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. We'll kick things off Friday with a ranch tour. On Saturday, you'll hear updates from Jerry Hagstrom, top ag news reporter and D.C. insider, plus updates on the status on country of origin labeling. It's your industry, your issues. Make a difference. Show up and get involved. Event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're back, 11 before the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. We are at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, and they are winding up. I tell you what, this has been one of those conferences where you start, I mean, at 3 o'clock on Monday, and you don't stop. I think they end at noon today. It's just been nonstop, and who's who, the industry, a lot going on. Great conference. Folks are really pumped up. I can't believe it. There's a headline in the Fargo Forum today. It says, you know, I wish I had it here, but something to the effect of, you know, industry concerned or worried about the future. I don't know what conference they were at. Maybe they, you know, at some pub downtown and talked to two people. There's optimism. There's certainly challenges, but anyway, A lot of folks fired up here. Tomorrow, we will be at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, actually doing the show from a hot tub. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It will be at the Fargo location, but they have them in Bismarck, and they also have them in Grand Forks. And they have a big sale going on, their biggest ever, $1,000 factory rebate, and then a in-store rebate as well. And that in-store rebate goes down every day. So, in other words, don't wait till Saturday. Don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till Monday. Go in today and get that great deal at Hot Springs Spas Pool Tables 2. Friday, AE2S has us at the League of Cities meeting here at Fargo at the Holiday Inn. And where am I going to be Monday? I don't know where I'm going to be Monday. I can't tell you Monday. But I can tell you on Sunday, I will be out in Valley City. Yeah, I'm going to go out there. Dwight Kiefert asked me to come out and talk to some folks, and I'm going to go on and do a What's on Your Mind version for the folks in Valley City off air. We're just going to talk. And they have a big roast pork supper all planned. Actually, what got me, Todd, was the pie auction. When they said pie auction, I said, yeah, okay, you had me hang on. So, but you know what that means? I got to buy one. So let me know your favorite candy.
It's worth it.
Yeah. And
I've met a pie I don't like other than cow.
4 o'clock, Chautauqua Park in Valley City. And they say if you want to go, call Wendy, 701-840-7818. 701-840-7818. District 24, folks in Valley City. See you there. Okay, let's see here. Let's talk to our friend Michael Reeves, president of the Ports to Plains Alliance, who will be in Williston. We are really looking forward to that. That's one place I can tell you I'll be. And it is not too far away, folks. If you haven't signed up yet, you better get on it. This is a big one. A lot of folks here, actually, at the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference are talking about this being the next big one. And it happens October 6th through the 8th in Williston, North Dakota, 18th Annual Ports to Plains Conference. And Michael will tell us why you ought to be there. Hey, Michael, how's it going?
It's great. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. What's Ports to Plains? What's this alliance all about?
We're an organization primarily made up of cities, counties, chambers of commerce, economic development groups, which are working together primarily in rural areas advocating for improved transportation infrastructure in our corridor, which we work for with our members all the way from Alberta, Canada, down to the west coast of Mexico. And so it's a broad range group, but it's also fascinating to me how similar they are because of it's primarily rural towns and with energy and agriculture-based economies. So we have a common interest in not only we understand how important highways are to moving our goods and services to market, and especially as a rural area, we're not worried about congestion. We're worried about connectivity because that's the backbone of our economies. And also because there's just not enough people in the rural areas to buy all the oil and gas and farm products we produce.
You know, we really don't do transportation, you know, corridors very well, do we? I mean, there's just not enough. Maybe I'm being too harsh, but it just seems like we're kind of caught up. And this highway bill is a good example right now. You know, okay, let's do it for 1 year. Let's do it for 2 years. Let's do it 2 years. I mean, does GE do that? Does oil companies, do they plan for 30, 50 years? What are we doing?
Exactly. I think that's what happened. I think back in the 50s when we first introduced, you know, the gas tax and President Eisenhower had a vision with the interstate system. And we did a great job with that. I think once the interstate system was completed, we kind of lost that long-range vision on what we need for transportation. And I think especially for, you know, when you look at the country back in the 50s and the defense-based purpose for the interstate system, we have a lot of east-west corridors, but they're really lacking in those north-south corridors. And I think when NAFTA came in the mid-90s, it only kind of exacerbated that problem. There's a real need for more north-south corridors, and especially in the western part of the country, because that's where a lot of the natural resources that we're trying to get to market and a lot of the population areas which we're getting to between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. are coming through. And so that's what we're kind of trying to help spearhead that effort. And, of course, the big question with transportation is how you're going to pay for it. I mean, I think it's fascinating to me how legislatively, you can have two more diametrically politically opposed people than Senator Inhofe and Senator Boxer, who are the two ranking senators on the Transportation Committee of the Senate, and they can get the policy side of their bill out pretty easily. But it's how you get paid for it. It's a big question, and that's where the real challenge is, for sure.
All right. This year's theme is Navigating the Future. It's in North Dakota for the first time ever, and economic development and, again, that relationship to transportation infrastructure. Okay. Realtors want to sell more houses. How does it matter to them that there's transportation infrastructure? That's the kind of thinking that we need to get folks into. And Jenny Fleck will be on from the Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau, Sean Wenko from Williston Economic Development, Cal Kluwen from Theodore Roosevelt Expressway, and put all the pieces of this together. This is about economic development as much as it is about transportation. So folks need to be there. 18th Annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th. You can go to ports2planes.com to sign up, or you can call Jenny at 701-774-9041. Very reasonable conference and a ton of information. Anything else you want to leave us with quickly, Michael?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great networking opportunity because you're going to see people there all the way from Mexico to Canada all coming into one place. And even though there's a diverse geographic area, they have a lot of common interests. And so it may be something that you're dealing with or with your business or your community, and there'll be someone there from, you know, 1,000 miles away that's dealt with that in their community. It's a great opportunity to learn, meet new business contacts. It's really just a great opportunity.
All right, look forward to seeing you there. We're going to tell folks more about that, and we will be there as well, broadcasting live on What's on Your Mind. Thanks a bunch, Michael. Good information. Ports to Plane.
Thank you.
Conference October 6th through the 8th. Michael Reeves, the president of that alliance, on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.